Welcome to Six Again, your go-to rugby league podcast with hosts Adam Hoy and Jared Mutton. Let's kick off.
Alrighty, one night away. No, sorry, it's actually two nights away. We're just releasing it a night before. So all the stuff we're talking about has probably changed due to late mail and all that sort of stuff coming through, but our opinions matter more. So we are going to give them to you. Anyway, first of all, State of Origin payments are staying at 15 grand this year, despite a massive profit from the NRL in the offseason. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And the women's Origin players will be getting paid the same as the men, at least in Queensland. Hopefully New South Wales come to the party as well. There you go. Some money talk. All right. If you were going to give this Origin series one word leading into it about how you feel about it, how would you describe it? You know, one word that could sum up this year's...
That could sum it up or sum up my feeling towards
it? Yeah, sum up your feeling towards it. If or like... How would you describe how you're feeling or looking forward to it or anything?
Hesitant.
Ooh, I like that from a New South Wales supporter.
I'm eager.
Ooh, eager is a good word. Actually, that kind of takes my... I was going to say interested, but eager might be a better way of looking at it. All right, I'll put unpredictable. So I think...
It's an unknown, isn't it, this series?
Because of injuries. That sucks, though.
Obviously, that's led the way to two selection for New South Wales.
We would have won anyway.
you wouldn't be eager if Trbojevic and Mitchell were playing right there.
We'll wait till game two. One of them will be back.
We would not be eager at all. That would not be the word you're using if those two were playing.
I
have to say, Jared, as a true Maroon supporter, like messy pants, 110% agree with what you just said. I don't think it's been since... Not bloody hell, I don't even know.
Well, two years ago, when you guys won it, you guys were really not confident about winning it, and then you turn around, it's a good year for Origin because the injuries have made it more even.
Yeah, obviously on the New South Wales point of view, but then I think Fittler's also made other decisions that have got nothing to do with injuries that have had a lot of people scratching their heads, and why is he tinkering with a winning formula that he's stuck with since he's pretty much taken over. And then you've got obviously Slater in the mix, and he's going to have his own his own justifications for his choices. And then you've got arguably the most experienced coaching group that have never actually coached a game altogether in Thurston Smith and Slater, when you combine three of the best Origin players of all time and players that played the most and been around it, yet none of them have actually coached at this level.
Generation.
Yeah, it's
in the coaching ranks, because you've got Fittler, Johns and Medeiros versus Smith, Thurston, Hannay and Slater.
Don't put Hannay in there. But
I forgot Alexander.
He's coaching. Got out of there. Yeah, so...
Oh, and Sam Burgess is coaching him.
Yeah, you should have just stopped at the first names. But it's... I don't know. Like, they're going to bring a completely different spin on things. You've got all these debutants coming into Queensland. Who better to have around than the three most experienced Queenslanders in their positions that they've had?
I think you're doing a bit of a discredit to the Queensland team, Jared, by saying injuries have basically given Queensland a chance.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's what you're going to go with?
Queensland's back line's a lot better this year than it was last year.
It's a lot better, yeah. And
exactly. Cable's not playing centre.
Yeah, that's huge.
He did play last year.
He played centre game one.
Did he?
He played centre as much as Morgan Harper played centre.
You put... honestly, if you... Center. With that back line, you put Trbojevic, Luttrell in there. Your biggest issue is that Addo Carr's not playing. If those two were playing, he would be playing.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in there. There's nothing in your back line that beats them. Nothing.
That four pack can beat yours.
No, it doesn't. That's not really. Not really.
You said the other way.
You're talking like we talk with our eight straight.
Yeah, it does.
Squad.
But come I still on, think we'd beat you. Okay. The only thing you guys really beat us in is probably experience in the halves and hooker.
They're kind of important.
And there's not much more that you beat us in.
Effort, enthusiasm. Yeah. Origin spirit.
I can't wait for Queensland to win this series and then Jared just to say, oh, it's because Turbo and Luttrell.
No, I won't say that. Like, Tony Staggs is still half decent.
I always think back to 06 and look at that team that beat New South Wales. That was a way bigger gap there.
Years ago.
Way bigger gap there.
Point is that you can't deny it, that you wouldn't say eager if those two players play. You wouldn't be as confident.
I
think it'll be even then.
Jesus.
I'm not saying that it doesn't weaken your team. I'm just saying you're doing a bit of a discredit to the strength of Queensland's back line by saying, oh, that's only close because those two players aren't available.
They're pretty good players.
I'm not saying they are, but...
Like right now, and Adam's right, the selections aren't there because Jack White should be playing the centres, and I hope it's a late change.
He won't, but he'll be playing 4 days.
I hope so, but
doesn't make any difference. They'll be outdone by the other centre.
You guys are quicker than us, and those two boys are there. That rules that out. You guys are probably bigger than us.
Which two boys are there? You saying Mitchell's going to increase your speed?
No, Trbojevic is still... Mitchell's probably faster than...
No one in Queensland.
Stacks. I'd say he's faster than Stacks.
Or maybe. But they'd be the two slowest out of both squads.
Yeah, but Tupou's the slowest out of all.
Yeah, true.
Nah, Toto would be.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But you guys are shortest. You guys got more experience in your back line. I'll give you that right now. Probably with Gay Guy there, probably more experience, even if Turbo and Mitchell were playing. Your halves are definitely more experienced, but not as much as form as probably Cleary. Munster's probably shitting all over Luai, though. But I still see that.
I don't say Cleary or Cherry Evans are coming in with very good form each, either.
Yeah, I think Cleary is going to win, but then you've got to add Yo into that. Yeah,
don't forget the Dally M leader.
I said they're better than the hooker stocks. Nah, I think we'll win comfortably. I still say 14 plus. No, sorry, 14 win, but 14 points comfortably.
Oh,
who's your goal kicker? Is it
Palmer? No, Holmes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
He's kicking so well.
If it's Ponga, you guys are shot right there.
Well, I think Holmes is like going to be one of the key players in this series because, to me, he's still under the radar for how well he's playing this year. I mean, if you look at both entire back lines, form-wise, the only player playing better than him, to me, would be Tedesco. Out of both entire back lines, I don't care who you put in there. He's playing better than Staggs. He's playing better than Cobbo. He's playing better than Gagai. He is having such a good season. He's had one bad defensive game that I've watched. And he actually made up for it by outscoring his mistakes. But he's slotted into that position so well. It's a different beast playing at Origin level. And he'll actually be coming up against a proper centre as long as it'll be Staggs or Crichton.
New South Wales would just run at your right edge all night.
That's Gagai and
Gagai Cobbo.
yeah. Like
Cherry Evans. That's the the Cherry Evans connection concerns me in defense.
Well, I think I said it a couple weeks ago. The start of the year, if I read these teams and gone, you know, Gay guy's there, that's all right defensively. He's one of the stronger defensive players. He's been ripped apart for the last month and a half.
Yeah, he has. He hasn't looked good. I think the difference with Cherry Evans, though, is he's playing with a lot more experienced players than he is at club level with regards to the defensive edge.
Is Kaufusi on the right?
Yeah.
That locks it up a bit more. I like that. That's a lot of experience on that right edge to protect Cobbo. But like I said, Gagai got ripped apart by Talakai. He got ripped apart by... Who was the Warriors centre? Rocco Berry was no. Young fella.
Valia. He
destroyed Gagai the other week.
Yeah, he's like, not having the best.
They're playing different sides, mate. By the way, he played right side. Yeah.
Nah, he played left that weekend. But either way,
we don't know with the Warriors. They've had so many different combinations.
He hasn't had a good run defensively. I don't know if that's because Newcastle's systems is making him a bit flounder a little bit. But that's the only thing you can base it on. He hasn't done well this year defensively, I don't think.
Start the year, Rob.
Let's have a look at the lineups. Are we predicting a late change for New South Wales with regards to Whiten and Crichton?
I hope so. I rate Whiten very highly, but Crichton needs to play in their centres.
Why not even just select that straight up? Because if you're Queensland, would you even plan for Crichton coming on off the bench? Would you have any specific plan in place?
Why do you have to plan for Crichton?
That's what I mean. It wouldn't even factor in. So then why not just name him at centre? Because
have had a change of heart.
Unless there's a specific game plan Fittler's building around Crichton specifically coming off the bench, I don't see the point of not just naming him at centre and having Whiten and he's done it at Origin level too, before.
He loves Whiten. He's named him a few times at centre.
But
having a center on the bench is very Ricky Stewart-ish.
And he's had Whiten off the bench before, and Whiten's played that role before, and he's got the body size and that to be able to play as a roving lock if he needs to. Not that Crichton doesn't, but Whiten.
Wasn't Crichton the one who debuted and touched the ball for the first time, scored a try off the bench?
I could see that. I just, to me, Fittler's going to have a game plan, a defensive game plan built around Ben Hunt or Harry Grant when they come off the bench, whoever it ends up being. At this age, Harry Grant. Because we saw what he did when he came off the bench, when he made his Origin debut in those couple of games.
That's the same question. Is it going to be a late change for Queensland as well?
I don't think so, only based on the injury concerns and the lack of footy that Grant's played. We know he's one of the fittest players in the comp, but Origin's another beast in itself. And even he was wrecked in the Origins that he's played, even coming off the bench where he had limited minutes. That part of the game,
I am genuinely worried about. The creativity of Hunt, and at one point, you'll have Grant and Hunt on the same, on the field at the same time.
That they'll have those two plus Cherry Evans and Munster. They'll all be on the field at the same time.
And Ponga.
And that's what I mean. Fittler's going to have to game plan against that. But I don't see any world where Slater's going to be coming up with a game plan against Crichton.
When that happens, RCG is going to be in the middle. And I'm pretty sure as soon as Slater sees RCG in the middle, he's going to put that attacking threat on, because why he's been playing good this year, he does have the leg speed to handle that kind of attack.
To me, Whiten's going to play off the bench and Crichton's going to start. It just doesn't... It seems such a weird platform to have a wasted interchange. If that's the case, I would have... I hope there's... If New South Wales lose and Crichton comes off the bench and does nothing, and Whiten's okay but not great at centre, my first question would be, why was Crichton selected ahead of Nicho Hynes? To give more variety off the bench? Because, like, if you're... if you're the Queensland Origin coach and Hines is sitting there at 14, are you putting specific defensive systems in place for when he comes on?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not an overall system, but a player like that coming off the bench would. I'd be much more alert with him coming onto the field than I would be Crichton.
I had a question for you, Walt. What's Tarek Sims been like this year? Like, are you surprised he got there?
Oh, yes and no.
Because clearly Hook and Fittler have very different opinions on this bloke.
I think it was year's performance that got him selected.
Hook started him the last 3 or 4 weeks on the edge, and he's played really well since he's moved back to the edge. So,
yeah, but he played a prop a few weeks, didn't he?
Before that, he did, yeah. We lost Sua, then we lost Maguire on the edge. So, Tims has gone out there and done a good job the last few weeks. But, yeah, the way Sims played last year, he's made for Origin.
Yeah, they were his best games of the season in Origin. That shit me off because we were laughing our heads off about him getting selected and then he just ripped them into shreds. I was like, fuck.
And, yeah, he's got... do you think there'll be, like, change with the bench? I don't know, like... I know Wall's been rating Matto the entire side, but...
I'm more worried about him.
Do they play him as a battering ram kind of thing just because of his size? Or they try and go out there and go play ball?
I think he'll play the exact same role he'll be playing at Parramatta, to be honest.
Doing nothing, really.
No. Oh, my God. Doing everything. He's the one I'm most concerned about in the New South Wales forward pack.
Off the bench.
Oh, just the forward pack. You know, did I read somewhere it's Ruben Campbell-Gillard's first game since 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second game of Origin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of New South Wales bench. I like Queensland.
Who else is on your bench? You got Crichton, Matto, RCG, and Crichton. Ollie and Martin.
Yeah.
Wait, Crichton, RCG, Martin.
And Madison.
Oh, and Madison.
I can see a clear plan in what Queensland's doing, and you know that might mean nothing because I've got no idea compared to Fittler, Johns and Medeiros, but unless Fittler's come up with this new way of fucking playing football with his bench rotation, like you got a battering ram in Martin, you've got a ball player in Crichton, you got Regan Kewart, Campbell Gillard, why he's been playing well this year, he's very slow off the mark. And you got a centre. Whereas you guys, as we said, you know, Hunt will go to lock, Cotter will come up, he'll handle that first aggressive part of the game. Then you have Ponga, Cherry Evans, Munster, Hunt and Grant all on the field at the same time just attacking the shit out of New South Wales. If they gel, that's pretty fucking lethal.
Cameron Murray's not going to play 80, is he?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
I don't see how.
I wouldn't be surprised.
To an edge. And Murray might move to the middle.
Or, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he moved to the middle just to have that capable cook.
Who are you going to put to the edge?
Martin.
I reckon.
Yeah, but where's Murray going to go then?
Middle. Lock.
Lock.
Front row lock.
Well, he goes lock.
Yeah, he can handle it.
So you're saying the prop rotation will be Haas, Paulo, Campbell Gillard, and then Cam Murray?
Potentially, yeah.
Or Matto. You say Matto?
Yeah. Oh, no.
They might try to do that to counter.
That seems like a hell of a lot of moving parts to try and do on the fly.
Yeah, but these guys can handle that. Cam Murray, you just put him on the field, let him run. That's all you have to do. And the biggest one of the biggest.
They're not going to have any ball playing to either edge then?
Well, that's where probably Matto comes in.
Murray can ball play.
Huh? Yeah.
Murray can ball play.
Yeah.
Wait, Junior Paulo.
Yeah, and that's another thing for New South Wales' favour. Our forwards in the middle are probably way more... They've got a bigger motor than you guys got.
Oh, Papali and Tino can Their motors
over the half.
Tino ran for over 200 meters in one half the other week.
Yeah, but then he didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah, but no one in the Titans.
Because they didn't have the ball.
Yeah, but he still didn't do anything in the second half.
I know, like every one of them.
And that's the definition of a motor. 80. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Paulo and Haas could play a higher standard level longer with, you know, more diversity in their game than Papali and Fasanwale.
I still hate
And then there's Cotter. He's just literally a battering ram in Cotter. Like, he's not going to very rarely pass the ball. That's why after, I think, 25 minutes, you're going to get Hunt on. Grant on. Sorry.
I reckon we'll play a very direct style. We'll try to win the middle and then get Munster, Grant, Ponga over that ad line and just go. We'll be going left as much as possible, I think.
Yeah, that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Because Kaufusi doesn't play past the ball.
And skill you have with, you know, Ponga out the back of Munster. That's scary.
I'm looking at the Queensland forwards, like. I'm not concerned. I'm just, but I'd love someone to ask Slater the question about why Tino selected a prop ahead of Carrigan.
What do you mean?
How they
better
think?
Player?
Yeah, but you put your best player in their best position, and it's not prop.
Well, I wouldn't put Carrigan now. I'd put Cotter up front.
Yeah, well, I don't care either. Or Carrigan and Cotter. Both play proper.
Can you honestly explain the difference to me the way, like, I get that Yo is not a prop because the way he plays. Tino, the way he plays, what is it between lock and front row? Explain that to me, honestly.
Well, your props generally are your platform players. They'll take the first and second hitter.
In today's game, no.
Yes, they do, Jared.
No, not in today's game. Today's game, it's everyone
who... or not?
Okay, sorry. I'll just blow you apart in a minute. Go.
Yeah. Paulo, Haas, Papali play the same sort of role. They'll take the hardest hit-ups generally. They'll lay the platform, get the middle bent backwards. Then your more rangy forwards with a greater stride, more explosivity in their run. Your Tinos, your Nanais, your Yos, your... Murray's will generally take the third one once the middle's been moving backwards because they don't have the size or the strength to be able to push the big boys out of the way. Therefore, their runs will generate larger meters to continue that backwards momentum before the ball players come in for the fourth and fifth tackle in attack.
So you're saying that in today's game, the best team in the comp?
Yeah, well, I don't see any other.
Wait, who's the best team in the comp?
Right now?
Right now.
They're on top of the ladder.
Who takes the first three?
Are we in the attacking half or the defensive half?
No, who takes the first three for Penrith, 90% of their sets?
I'd say they're three backs, probably.
So the forwards aren't doing it. James Fitzgerald takes the third or fourth tackle.
If you're running out of your own half,
but that's
yes,
my point.
That's what I'm
but
talking
that,
about.
There's, in today's
right,
game,
off the kickoff, the props take the first two hit-ups because it's a stationary
the lock,
running.
The lock takes it a fair amount of time as well.
Well, then you're not going to be doing real flash.
Point is, there's no difference the way Tino plays. Way Yo plays, yes.
I don't think the number on the back matters, to be fair. Like, at the end of the day, Cotter and Papali can take the first two hit-ups and Tino can take the third one. I don't think it really matters. And that's where...
We'll just put Kaufusi... We'll just drop Kaufusi and Capel out of the entire squad. They're not used.
Well, back rows don't do any work, mate.
I know. Kaufusi hasn't done anything for 2 years. He shouldn't have been there anyway. But I said that in the thing. You look at his stats over the last 2 years. They've been horrible. He's just in there for experience. But he was a liability last year, and I hope he's not this year. If it's such a big difference, why is there still a difference in where the players are picked each week?
I think there's a massive difference, to be honest, because it comes down to...
If you look at meters gained and tackles made, it's a completely different position.
There's ball-playing forwards and there's runners.
It depends how the team plays.
You look at Parramatta, Junior Paul as the ball playing forward in their starting lineup. He's playing prop. Doesn't matter.
So yeah,
Papali'i's playing
ball playing to me is different to offloading.
No, he ball plays. Paulo's the one who gets it off Marnie, especially in the opposing team's 20.
Mm.
He draws them in.
I don't like to admit that I'm siding with Jared, but I think I am on this one. Sorry, Adam.
like I said, Yo plays it, is one of the probably a second, third halfback, third half for the Penrith and the Blues. The way that they're going to play the ball around him. The way Tino and Cotter Papali goes, as Wall said, it's going to be very direct. And those three players are going to play exactly the same way.
Okay, then why not put Carrigan instead of Tino?
Because Tino can do it better than Carrigan.
I'd say Tino would have a much greater impact coming off the bench than Carrigan will.
Hey, Tino's got to start.
Yeah, I think we'll lose the battle if Carrigan starts.
Yeah.
We'll lose the battle if Tino goes to the bench to start with.
I don't think there's going to be a battle. If you're saying Queensland's going to be direct, but New South Wales is going to throw the ball around, Queensland should get it regardless.
Depends how good you are being direct.
I would have preferred Cotter off the bench and Carrigan starting at lock.
I wouldn't mind that. I just think that he's just going to go in there and be a battering ram for that first 20. He's going to come off the field with bruised, limping.
I would have preferred him to come on when Harry Grant came on the quick feed around the ruck.
Yeah, okay.
Because the other two positions on Queensland's bench are wasted. I don't love the bench as much as other people do. Collins and Nanai are two wasted selections for me.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, Collins, if you're going to put him in, he should be starting.
Collins isn't even playing good enough consistently to be a starting NRL prop, let alone an origin player.
And I think Nanai is going to get ruled out.
It's the most confusing selection of both teams. As a second rower, he's in better form than Cape. Well, he's in better form than Confuse. He's in better form than Sims, and he's in better form than Murray. If he's going to be picked, he should be a starting second rower. He offers nothing coming off the bench. He's never played off the bench at this level. I have no idea why he's even there ahead of Joey Arrow. What's his role meant to be?
Jai Arrow gives the ability to play in the middle and on an edge.
You'd
imagine Nanai's role would be playing in. Well, I'd imagine
it means Kate Waller Kafusi is going to come off at some point.
Or Kate moves into the middle. I don't know.
Oh fuck no! I don't know.
Well, unless Nanai might just play middle, fresh legs.
I hope he does.
We know he can handle it defensively. Against Penrith
with no misses.
Well, that's what I mean. We know he can handle it defensively, but his strength is an edge runner who has that ability to obviously compete for kicks, which a lot of the edge back rowers in the game don't have anymore. But that sort of position to me is one that you need to be in the game early, get the rhythm down pat, get your timing off your halves, all that sort of stuff. It's very rare that you see a really decent ball running edge back rower come off the bench and just slide straight into the momentum of a game, even at club level, let alone origin. I'd much rather him start and Cape will come off the bench because he's got the experience of being able to float around and be an extra whatever. Obviously Slater's got a plan in mind. I would just like him to have talked about more than he's earned his spot. It's the biggest cop-out answer he gave all week. Jairo's earned his spot more than any forward there has, so I don't get why. Benny Taylor actually threw it. Do you reckon it's anything to do with his misdemeanors last year in camp? I was like, fuck, I hope not, because Slater wasn't really in a position of authority then. But it's a possibility, because he was scratching his head trying to work out.
Slater addressed that. He said 100% no.
All right.
Had no bearing on it.
I don't know. It's like he's going to use him somehow, and I feel like it's just going to be if he's only going to get on the field if New South Wales, Queensland are on top, and there's a consistent period where they're attacking the line. If he jags a try, it's a successful pick.
It is. But that, to me, is similar to the Daniels, picking the Daniel Tuber, because he's got height and he can jump, because that's what Queensland are going to do.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I only think he'll get on the field if they're on top, or if they're chasing, like, 2 or 4 points, just to have a bit of, as you said, fresh legs and a bit
Would you pick an Origin bench based on that reason? If we're on top, we'll use this player.
Well, who played a whole game without even getting on the field?
Yeah, that was Nico Hines for Melbourne, but I don't remember it happening in Origin.
It could be used as a game-breaking type option, I think. He's there as a security blanket for any edge injuries, but he's also there because he's young. He has a crack. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to use him, but sometimes you need that fourth bench option just to be someone that plays at a different pace, and he might have that ability. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him, but...
Yeah, there's a guy there, Ruben Cotter.
I'm back to Slater.
Yeah,
so I back the selections. Well, obviously he's not going to give out info before the game, but if Queensland do lose, I hope that he gives a bit more information around his thought process. Because if he wins,
no one's going to care.
And Nanai plays like 5 minutes, no one's even going to question.
Adam, what's the line? Who's going to win? And then who's going to win the series?
I think New South Wales will win game one. And I think Fittler will then think that his changes that he's made have worked, and Queensland will learn more from game one's loss than New South Wales will from the win. And Queensland will win the neutral venue game. Neutral's over at Perth game two.
No, I mean, then Suncorp comes
and through. Suncorp.
Usually I'd be like, oh,
which is funny because at the start of the season I said New South Wales 3-0, but that was before all the injuries came in.
Usually I'd be like,
I was also thinking of Queensland squad from last year, completely different to this one.
Usually I'd be like, oh, that's silly by New South Wales, but how many times has that happened for New South Wales? Take the win in the first game, don't learn anything. Queensland adapt and is played to the New South Wales.
My biggest question is just why did Fittler go against what he's done that's been successful? He took Queensland's blueprint, went, they've been kicking our ass for 8 years, let's do what they've been doing. Did it perfectly. They were like...
Maybe he's adapting. Maybe he's learning.
Well, Queensland didn't have to. They've worked for 8 years.
What do you reckon, Wal?
This game or the series or both?
Both.
I'm going Queensland 2-1 to win the series. I've got us winning this game 18-14, I think. I think it'll be a low-scoring affair. I think if there's 3-0 doesn't happen anymore. I'm actually pretty confident in this series, but I'm not sure. I think Queensland will drop a game, but I'm not sure whether it'll be game two or game three. Being over in Perth, it might be a dry track, and
yeah, we didn't like it last time.
It's suited
New South Wales.
It's suited New South Wales when they played there. So I think Queensland will have too much. I just like the attitude of the players that we've picked this year, and just listening to Billy Slater talk,
I do like that.
Yeah, his communication, he's not about whenever there was someone comparing a player to someone else, he was like, nah. Like Selwyn Cobbo, for example, he's like, oh, you know, does he remind you of anyone? He's like, he reminds me of Selwyn Cobbo. That's why he's been picked. Yeah. Like, he's just about people just being themselves. And I know it sounds like a simple thing, but I just...
It doesn't happen these days.
I think Freddie's a bit nervous, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. I got New South Wales winning by 14 points in this one. And then I think it'll be 2-0, and then Queensland come back in the dead rubber, 2-1, in Suncorp.
I just want to say, you finish yours.
I think something that has been mentioned, and I hate saying it, is the Penrith connection there. You know, they've got a very solid, they're good players, minus Luai. And then you add Tedesco on the end of that. It's just, you know, I think a few series under the belt with Cleary and Tedesco playing together will make them just that much stronger. But in saying that too, I'm a lot more worried than I was last year. And with that Grant, Hunt, Ponga, Munster, Cherry Evans, you know, connection there, I am, that scares me a little bit. The amount of attack in there is a bit worrisome.
I think it comes down to which forward pack wins it. The forward pack that wins a win. And it's a cop-out. It's the oldest saying in the book, but it's true.
I think if
New South Wales forward pack gets on top, Cook and Tedesco or Carvis, well, and likewise.
That kind of leads into my next point, because I've said the Penrith connection. Obviously, we didn't mention how good Nathan Cleary's been playing for the last, you know, 2.5 years, but you mentioned the forwards. Isaiah Yeo has the ability to adapt between the really strong ball runner where he just makes the meters and gets the quick play to balls, to knowing when to create opportunities to shovel it out to the edge. And that's probably Penrith's most underrated strength, in that Isaiah Yeo can overcall Cleary and go, no, you're getting it on the third or fourth. And that's a stress off Cleary's mind. So I think he's going to bring that in the Origin arena, where you guys don't have that player link in the middle to do that kind of job until Grant comes on the field and Hunt goes there. But yeah,
Yo is really good at using his back rollers to isolate the halves. That's why Gus been so good this year.
And that's something you Queensland don't have.
I haven't had that for a long time.
You never had it. You've always had battering ram as a lock.
Queensland are going to try and play a very similar game style to Melbourne.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be about knock the front door down and get on the front foot and play footy and just
kick.
If someone makes a break, 2-3 people are there. They're just going after the game. I feel like that's the only way I can see Queensland playing well. You're right. I don't see the ball playing in the middle that we're going to pick us apart.
I feel like having Ponga off decent halves is a genuine threat.
You saw what he did in game 3 last year. Him and Ben Hunt were the two best players on the field. Played a part in the series before that.
Having someone like Ponga running off with Munster, fuck that.
I think I came across a bit negative with regards to Slater before. It's more along the lines of, I'm frustrated because I don't know what he's going to do. And I like having as much information as I can. It's such an unknown, I think, when you mentioned at the start. I agree that I can see, I love the attitude in the players that he's picked. I'm just so frustrated that I can't work out how he's going to employ it. Usually, like, if it's a club weekly game, I wouldn't care. It's just so much on the line. I think game one being either, I agree with Jared, either New South Wales blowing Queensland away or Queensland winning a tight one. I don't see it being... I can't see Queensland blowing New South Wales away, and I can't see New South Wales getting into the grind like the Queensland attitude has. It'll be like 14 plus New South Wales or 1-6 for Queensland is how I see game one. And like I said, whatever happens there, Queensland will learn more from it moving forward.